And about to join them down there for this little party is none other than the Cobra.
Corby Davidson, the ticket.
Cobra, are you wired up?
I am, Mike.
Corby!
I am. Hello? Okay.
Hello.
Son of a bitch.
Cobra.
Son of a bitch. Son of a bitch. Son of a son of a bitch.
Are you on the elevator yet?
I'm waiting. Sir Roy did not get to the elevator fast enough. We're going to blame this mostly on him.
Doesn't he have enough problems already?
Yeah, he does. He's not feeling well, Mike. No, you don't look
He's
good,
He's not
Mike.
Looking well either.
No illness.
He's looking like he could die at any time.
You just pray for Mike Sir Roy, will you? People out there. Mike, let's pray for you. Let's pray right now in the elevator while
die.
We're here. All right, I'm getting off the elevator, and I'm going to make a beeline. Are they walking this way?
They're starting to. There are a few of them. You can get a really good interview now with number 17, if you'd like.
Isn't that Jesse Holly?
No, he's 16.
Oh, that's James Cleveland. I've raced him. Yeah. I've interviewed him.
Yeah, okay. Well, we're done with him then.
Yeah, I've done everything I can with James Cleveland. But there are many more people that we can talk to. Oh, man!
What?
In my rush, guess what I freaking forgot?
What?
The TC picture.
Oh, gosh.
You know what?
Throw it down to
the intern. Go up there. Go up there and get my cell phone. It's plugged into my laptop. Bring it down here quickly. Thank you, sir.
That's so bossy.
Well, who is this?
I don't even know who that here? Is. Who is that guy?
My intern. Norm's intern. David.
Oh, David. Norm's intern.
Oh, God.
Okay. Let's see now. People are walking over this way. Let's just kind of continue on right now. Who's the big gangbang here?
Where? Where are you? I don't see you. I've lost you.
Oh, it's Kevin Ogg's Ogletree.
I just saw Donovan and John Kidna exchanging a hug. What's up with that?
I don't know.
Donovan hated Whitey. Especially white quarterbacks.
Hey, do you want to talk to Kyle Kozar?
Sure.
Hey, Kyle. Kyle.
Ask him if he has aspirations to be on Deadliest Catch when his career is over.
He's walking away from me like he wants no interest, but I'm a bulldog, Mike, as you know. Kyle, you got a quick sec? Kyle, I love you. I want to have your unborn child. What will work for you? Nothing.
He just wants none of it, huh?
No, he really does.
Wow. God.
Yeah, he turned on everybody right then.
Aren't they told to be friendly with the media?
I don't know. That was
and
really
accommodating
weird.
To I mean, the media?
How is an offensive lineman, how is he going to avoid me like that?
Wow, that's cold.
Yeah, I don't like that one bit.
There. Get on the stick. Run.
It took him that long to
run,
get
run, young man.
Okay. In the meantime, let's go talk to... Okay, Mike, you got the roster right there? Put your glasses
yeah,
on.
I do.
Get
I do.
Ready.
Okay.
Let's get completely ready.
We're ready.
All right.
Give me a number.
97.
97, that's Jason Hatcher.
Oh, it's Hatcher. Hey, Jason, yeah. How are you, man? Hey, you got a few seconds here?
Yeah.
How was practice today?
It was good, man, especially after the little scrimmage we had yesterday, I think we honed in pretty good. We was tired, but we fought through it, and I think we had a pretty productive practice.
For you personally, is it nice walking on this turf again?
It is, man. It's still a dream. I'm living a dream every day. I play NFL football, and you know I'm
he
back
sounds
with my
like
teammates.
Snoop Dogg.
You know, God is good.
How long has it been
you
since
it's
been with a woman?
You do sound like a lot like Snoop Dogg. Has anybody ever told you that?
Nah, not at all. That's kind of funny though. But I don't mind sounding like Snoop Dogg at all.
Just as long as you don't smoke as much weed as he does.
That's funny. Nah, actually, I don't.
You never smoke pot, have you, Jason? As a finely tuned athlete?
Never smoke pot. Barely drink, never smoke pot, though.
Did you see it a lot in college?
Oh, definitely. I came from ground, you know, all-black school, you know, party school, so I saw it a lot, but it's just one of my things that I like to do.
Was Grambling, it was a big party school?
Yeah, it was a party school, but it's an academic school as
ask
well.
Ask him if he was born a Grambling man.
We had the number one nursing program in the country, so it was very academic school, but we partied a lot.
Now, a lot of people say, Lord, I was born a Grambling man. Are you one of those?
I am. I'm a diehard. I bleed all black and gold all day. Eddie Robinson, rest in peace. You know, great guy. I had an opportunity to meet him. Doug Williams.
Like
me
the
you know, he's my mentor.
Yeah.
Love him to death. You know,
who?
Who was
your coach there? Who was the coach after Eddie?
Oh, it was Doug Williams.
Who's your favorite Allman brother?
Super Bowl MVP with the rest.
I'm familiar with Doug Williams. He was the head coach?
Yeah, he the one recruited me, brought me in, taught me what I knew. Ins and out of the NFL, he kind of mentored me through this whole thing. So, hats off to him.
Now, where'd you grow up?
I grew up in Gina, Louisiana.
Oh, is that a small town?
Yeah, small town.
You watch
town.
True Blood?
Vampires there?
About 3,000.
Ask him about vampires.
So I grew up in a
Did you live with a werepanther?
Pine, which is inside of Gina.
Okay, so are you familiar with the town of Bontemps, Louisiana?
Not at all. Never heard of it. But it's a lot of small areas in Louisiana that I've never heard of.
Have you ever seen the show True Blood on HBO?
I haven't.
It's about a small town in Louisiana that's filled with vampires. Does that interest you at all?
It do. It definitely does.
It
but,
do.
My favorite
Did you grow
Swamp
up with any
People.
Vampires?
You ever watch that show?
Your favorite show is what?
Swamp People.
Short People?
Swamp People.
Swamp People. Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, that makes sense. No, I haven't. I've heard a lot of friends that watch that. That's your number one show?
Yeah, that's my
Ask
show,
Ask him if he thinks Kyle Kozer is a candidate for Deadliest Catch.
A lot of cool asses down there doing what they do, so I'm looking forward to going down there in the offseason and meet those guys.
Did you grow up with
so
a werepanther?
Do you think that Kyle Kozar looks anything like that he could be on some sort of big fishing boat out in Alaska?
Who, this guy right here?
No, Kyle Kozar.
Oh, definitely, yeah. He definitely looked like he could be an Eskimo, the way he looked. I mean, he lived in an igloo somewhere, but yeah. Kozar's a funny guy, man. He's a great guy. I love him to death.
Who's How your... come he wouldn't talk to us?
Now, yeah, he wouldn't talk to us. We were yelling at him. He wouldn't talk to us. He's a good guy, though?
Yeah, definitely a good guy, you know. He loves his long hair. He loves his hair. He always runs his fingers through it in the shower.
Has he ever had curls or dreads?
Does he really run it through his hair and fingers?
Oh, yeah. He loves his hair. He always runs it through his fingers through his hair. He loves it. You know, he put the gel in it and slick it back. He in the mirror at least 15 minutes after practice trying to get that little mud.
Has he ever had dreads?
You know? And he's not that good looking.
I'm not judging. I'm not the one to judge, man. That's you. I'm going to let you do the judging.
All right, Jason. Be good, man. What a fine fellow.
God, we gave you about five good questions.
Oh, yeah, you didn't ask him if he grew up with werepanthers.
Oh, okay, so
or who his favorite Almond Brother
right.
is.
By the way,
we're not helping, are we?
You know, I can barely hear you guys, and I
come on,
when
man.
When I do hear you, well, obviously I heard you because I asked several questions that you guys
oh, good God Almighty.
Threw to me. But okay. Now let's. What I wanted my phone for is because we wanted to play the TC game.
Aren't this
again.
Guy right?
What?
Never mind. There was a guy that walked right by him.
Uh-oh. Okay. We'll talk to Brady James, okay?
Yeah.
We like Brady, don't we?
Yeah.
All right. Explain the TC game real quick, Mike, while I try to post up.
Okay. We have a picture of TC and Jake. And we just show him the picture of TC, and we pose the question, young man or old lesbian?
Yes.
Now we've done this to how many people so far down here? Five,
are we 5 for 5?
Yeah, we are 5 for 5. That they say that they confirm the long-held theory around the radio station that TC looks like an old lesbian.
Now, TC is a young man, correct?
Yes.
TC is a very young man. Now, hey, Brady. Oh, dear. He's going to take pictures of kids. Hey, Brady, really quick, I'm sorry. We just have a poll going around here. Oh, no, he doesn't like me.
Uh-oh. Really?
Did you hear what he just said? What did
he say?
I ain't interested in what you have to say.
Oh, why?
Oh, man. Really?
What'd you do?
Do we ever have a run-in with him?
I don't think so.
Black man.
I don't remember anything.
Right, Norm.
All right, go get Isaiah Greenhouse, number 48 there.
What?
Turn around. Turn
Who?
Around. Isaiah Greenhouse.
What does he do?
He's a...
Who?
He's a linebacker.
Okay. Hey, Isaiah. Isaiah. How are you, man? I'm Corby Davidson with The Ticket back in Dallas. Where are you from?
Marksville, Louisiana.
All right. Okay.
All right.
Back
more
to back
small
Louisiana,
town, Louisiana.
Guys. We just talked to Jason Hatcher. You know where he's from?
No, I have no idea.
He's another small town Louisiana guy. I'm assuming that. Yeah, that's true. Now, all right. How big is that town?
It's about roughly around 8,000 people.
Oh, that's it.
Does he know where Bontemps is?
What is the what are the pickings like on the female when you're trying to go chase a gal there? Is are they any good?
There's very few there.
There are.
Yeah, it's very.
Did you have a high school girlfriend?
I had a few high school girlfriends.
Now, surely they were the hottest girls in town.
Hell yeah, there were some of them. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you work pretty well with the ladies?
Yeah.
Yeah, you do. Where'd you go to college?
Northwestern State, Louisiana.
Okay, so you stayed in state. Now, how many teams offered you a scholarship? How many schools?
There was three.
Who were they?
It was the Northwestern State, ULM, and Louisiana Tech.
Okay, all right, fair enough. Now, I'm going to show you a picture. We work with a guy who...
Well, you just gave it away.
Oh no! Oh no!
We work with a guy.
Oh yeah. You know what? Yeah. We're gonna have to reboot this. Okay, go on in there, and we'll catch you tomorrow. Okay.
Okay.
It's very hard not to do that.
We work.
You are really dumb.
I know.
This has got to have minimal setup.
Yeah, I know.
All right, there's Pat Donovan out there, number 67. You walked right by.
Pat Donovan?
That's not
yeah.
Pat
from
Donovan.
From like 1977?
Actually, it's Phil Costa.
Oh, Phil.
Pat Donovan.
Phil just turned around. He's signing some stuff for a young lady, and then we'll talk to Phil.
Okay, now there's a guy right behind you, 258.
Okay. Hey, Phil, quick question. We're playing a game with a lot of the players. I'm going to show you a picture of somebody that we work with, and you have to tell me. In your God's honest opinion, young man or old lesbian? Now look at it closely. Young man or old lesbian?
I think it's Pat from Saturday Night Live.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I mean, there's a lot of androgyny here, but you just take your pick. And trust me, no harm, no foul here. You're not going to hurt anybody's feelings one way or the other. Young man or old lesbian?
Young man.
Wow.
The first time.
You were the first person to get this right.
Is that right?
Everybody has guessed old lesbian.
Oh, man.
But you can see how they think that, correct?
I can.
It took you a while, right?
Yeah.
Oh, dear. Well, pray for this man, okay?
All right, thank you.
Thank you, Phil.
Thank you.
All right, Martin Rucker is to your left.
Martin Rucker, the pass-catching tight end?
Yes, there he is. 83.
Okay.
His last name rhymes with a bad word.
Yeah, I know.
It didn't really need to be said.
Hey, Martin, how are you, buddy?
Doing well, and yourself?
I'm doing very well. You enjoying your time out here?
I am, definitely. Anytime you get a chance to play football, it's always a great time.
Now, where'd you go to college?
University of Missouri.
Ah, Mizzou kid. Did you play with Chase, or were you you're older than him?
I was with Chase.
You mean younger than him?
No, I was with Chase.
You were? Oh, that's right. Okay, so where did Chase Kaufman go?
He's in Cincinnati.
He is. Okay, so how many of the receiving core that you played with? I know one of the guys is in St. Louis. How many guys actually made it in the NFL out of that bunch?
I think there's four of us. Myself, Kaufman, Macklin, and Denario Alexander.
That's the one that's in St. Louis, right?
Yes.
Okay, fair enough. Now, what are your prospects of making this squadron?
Coming out here and working hard every day. You know, I know that there's a limited number of spots, and so every time I get a rep out here, I'm just giving it all, giving it my all.
Where's okay. He from?
You enjoying San Antonio?
I am. You know, it's nice, and we don't have to be outside in the heat.
Are you a Missouri guy, like you grew up there?
Yeah.
Where'd you grow up?
St. Joe, Missouri. It's about 47 miles north of Kansas City.
Okay. We're going to play a little game, all right? I want you to look at this photo. And this is somebody that we work with. And I want you to tell me, is this young man or old lesbian? I want you to look closely at this. Okay. Study it for a second. Give it your all. Young man or old lesbian?
Young man.
You're that sure?
Absolutely.
You are correct.
Damn. TC's bouncing
now,
back.
Yeah, we're having a bounce back because the first five people we asked this to, first five players said old lesbian.
Well, you got to know your personnel out here.
All right, Martin.
What?
Have fun, man. Take care.
All right, here is Sean Chappas to your left. Turn around. Right, 45. Straight
Sean
ahead.
Sean Chappas. What does he do?
There's him or there's Chris Gronkowski.
I like the
44.
Gronk from Arizona. Yeah. He's a good guy. Let's see how the Gronk is signing footballs right now.
You know, he's from quite the football family, too.
Yeah, I know. Hey, Chris, you got a second, man?
Yeah.
How you doing, buddy?
Pretty good.
How's camp this year compared to last year? You feel a lot more comfy?
Absolutely. It's a whole different game when you actually come in knowing what you're doing. So, it's speed picks up. It's a lot easier transition than last year.
Now, are you the best player in your family? Can you go home at Christmas dinner and say that?
Yeah, why not?
Are there arguments at all?
Good laugh.
There might be some, but in my mind, there's no arguments.
All right, fair enough. Now, you go back to Arlington here in a couple of days. You're going to train at the big stadium. Is that going to be any different from training down here?
Nah, we were there a little bit last year. Same atmosphere. You have the same amount of people, just back in your hometown, so it should be a little easier for us.
Okay. Play this game for me. I want you to look at this photo I'm going to show you, and you tell me, is this A, young man, or B, an old lesbian? Young man or old lesbian?
What kind of game is this?
It's a fun game.
It's a
just
game.
Play it.
It's a game that we like to play with all the players. Now, you tell me, look closely there, young man or old lesbian?
Young man right there.
God.
Man.
We are 3 for 3 today. You were right. This is a young man. There was no doubt in your mind, right?
No way I'm disappointed in this.
I don't know. I mean, there's a little doubt.
A little doubt.
All right, Chris. Thanks, man. Be good. Oh, man. Yeah, I don't know what it is. I'm showing the same picture.
All right. Interview the media.
What? All of them?
Yeah.
The entire cast?
Or get the guy in shoulder
pads. Okay, I've been told
right
to interview the media. Are you part of the media, sir?
Yes, I am.
Well, it's Craig Miller from The Ticket. Now,
the media.
Have you noticed this young lady in her bottom?
Notice? That's all I've been staring at for 2 hours.
Is that why you're standing right here, 1 foot behind her?
Yes, I've been in that position for about 2 hours.
Well, why don't you go talk
to her? I'm going to go talk. Because she looks like she's, what, younger than me?
It's got to be...
most everybody is.
Intern status with some TV station. It looks like maybe 20.
So she's over 18, right?
Were there any interns like that when he was an intern at Channel 5?
I'm not asking him any more questions about interns. And hey, we boinked. Pardon me, miss. Ma'am. Yes. Ma'am.
Whore.
What's your name? I already talked to you.
No, you haven't.
What's your name?
Caitlin Crawford.
Caitlin?
Caitlin Crawford.
Caitlin Crawford. Now, where are you from?
She's too cool.
Dallas.
Did you go to high school?
PCA.
What's that?
She might be Campus Crawford's sister.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. What'd you say?
I wondered if she was an actual intern.
You are an intern? So, how old are you?
20.
20. You're in college right now?
Yes.
Candace Crawford's sister?
OU.
Oh, wow. She goes to OU, Craig.
She's the perfect woman.
You really are the perfect woman. Now, are you dating anyone at OU?
No.
You're single.
I am single.
You're a very attractive young lady. Now, if you don't mind me saying that, I could be otherwise, right?
Right? Yeah.
What? Okay, so what's your official job title here? What do you do? Well, you're carrying around a microphone, and you look important. You know, anytime you have a microphone in your hand or some sort of stick, you look important.
Who's she interning for?
Well, stick. I'm interning with the broadcast department, so technically I'm a TV production intern.
Who's broadcast?
Okay, fair enough. Now, have you heard of The Ticket before?
Yes, I have.
Have you listened to The Ticket?
I have listened to The Ticket.
Do you have any idea who you're talking to or dealing with or anything? Not that it's any big deal.
Did you forget how to speak?
Okay. Can you name anybody on The Ticket?
No.
You can't name anybody? But you've listened to it?
I have listened to it.
Now, I'm not going to jump down your throat because you're a good Sooner girl, okay? I'm going to be very nice to you. I'm going to treat you with the utmost respect.
Why are you treating me with respect?
No, I went to TCU, but... I'm a big fan.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah, and I'll probably see you at some games. And when you're old enough to drink, I'm going to get you a Bartles and James.
Okay, I'll hold you to that.
You like wine coolers?
Sure.
Ask her what her Cowboys connection is.
Now, what's your Cowboy connection? How'd you get this job? This is a very important job. I'd like to know.
I applied for the job.
And that was it?
Did you hire her? Out of the blue.
Out of the blue, they picked you out of the cast of thousands. They pick the hottest girl. Now, she's probably pretty good. Now, are you a broadcast journalism major?
Yes, I am.
You are? Okay, you've already declared a major. Are you going to be a junior next year?
Candace's sister.
Yeah, is she Candace?
Are you related to Candace?
No.
Yeah, you are.
You say that in a trepidatious way.
No, I am not related to Candace.
Okay, I'm just
Chase?
Asking.
She's
about
a
Chase?
Grumble butt.
Hey.
How about a quickie before I go?
So how have you been spending your time down here? Why haven't we been hanging out more?
Because you've been walking around asking people these questions.
All right. That's fair enough. Now, I'm going to complete our interview, a fascinating interview, by the way, with one more follow-up question. Now, it concerns someone that I may or may not work with, okay? I want you to look at this person and you tell me if you think this is... A young man, you're a young woman, okay? So you should be able to spot this. A young man or an old lesbian, okay? You ever see anybody that could be either or?
Yeah.
Are you frightened by this picture? Okay, take a look. Young man or old lesbian? It's tough, isn't it? Look deeply.
That's a young man.
Wow.
Is it?
I think so.
Would it shock you to learn that this is an old lesbian?
Kind of, yeah.
It would? It does look like a young man to you? Okay. All right. Does your dad listen to the ticket? You're right, by the way. It is a young man.
Yes, he does.
Your dad does? Yes. So he could be listening, right? You give a shout out to your old man.
I love Call,
you. What?
I was going to say I love you, Dad.
Okay, that's sweet. How old's your dad? Is he 46?
No.
50s?
Yeah.
Mid-50s?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Is your mom hot?
I think she's gorgeous.
Yeah?
I was with your mother last night.
Like, how old is she? About the same age?
Yeah, a few years younger.
She's single?
Okay, fair enough. Is your mom single?
My mom is not single.
She married your father?
Yes.
It's wonderful. See, Mike, love does last. It does actually last. Well, listen, thank you so much for your time. You've been a gracious young lady, a gracious interview.
Wonderful communicator.
And a great communicator as well.
Thank you.
You have a bright future in the broadcasting department.
No, not really.
Thank you very much.
Okay, keep trying hard and Boomer Sooner, okay? We'll see you in Norman.
Die.
All right.
We need to get some money together. Gordon just asked, because Jason Garrett's over here signing autographs and he's wearing sweatpants. Gordon just asked how much for him to go over there and pull down Garrett's pants.
$1,000.
That's what Junior said. That's worth way more than $1,000.
Oh, that's $2,000. I'll give $1,000. Mike will give $1,000.
Okay, first of all,
George will give $1,000 too. Go do it.
I'm going to lose my job, so I'm going to need a little bit more than $2,000.
You can retire off $5,000, dude.
You won't lose your job.
Pulled down his pants.
He won't lose his job.
And there he was, and he was wearing panties. That's how he's been dealing with the
like princess. With little princesses on him.
Yeah, little princesses on him, and he's really embarrassed, and he shrieks and puts his hands over and
twists up like a modest. $5,000 on the table.
Look how easy that would be. He's wearing
so easily right now.
He's wearing sweatpants.
I'm also in for $1,000 if you walk up, put your hands on his shoulders, and just thrust right back there behind him.
That's what I'll do. I'll walk up behind him, put my hands on each hip back behind him, say, Coach Garrett, you doing all right over here? But I mean, I am nut to butt on him, and just be like, I'm checking in on him.
$100?
$5.
$500.
$500.
I can get away with that because it's incidental contact.
Well, do it. Go get real close in his ear.
Just talk. Yes, you got a bonus.
A bonus? No, a bonus for the pant pulling down bet. If it reveals that he has no male genitalia, an extra $5,000.
It's just smooth down there, like it's grown over.
Like a Ken doll.
Like
G.I. Joe. Hi, guys.
It's just beautifully smooth. No hair, no nothing. It's just perfect.
What about if I just go up behind him, pull down his pants, yell virginity check, and then snake a finger in?
Snake a finger in.
I will empty any and all bank accounts.
That'd be the weirdest incident ever. Imagine everyone write about
bootleg prostate checks.
Cowboys practice today.
Yeah, bootleg prostate check. Use that line.
Bootleg prostate check. Well, you do it. You got the ideas.
No, I don't. I'm holding a mic. I'm broadcasting right now.
You're on now?
Yeah.
Oh, I take that back.
All right. There she blows. Another round of wireless.
That's all?
Let's see the time. Well, considering we're like 48 minutes late.
Big deal.
I would say
yes.
No fun. Come on, man.
Shut up. God.
All right. That is it, I guess, for wireless fun for today. It is
victory
5:44
for TC
here on the ticket.
We had a great hypothetical born yesterday after practice. We were standing there with Corby, who had the wireless mic in the afternoon for the hardline, and just a few feet away from us was Jason Garrett, the Cowboys head coach. And he was dressed in his normal practice garb. He had a long sleeve t-shirt on, and he had some warm-up pants on. And Gordon asked how much for him to go over there while Jason Garrett is signing autographs at the fence, how much to go over there and pull his pants down. And I said I'd give him $1,000. Corby was in for $1,000. Rhines was in for $1,000. He had $3,000 right there.
Okay, first of all, I would probably get beat up by the Cowboys.
What? By the Cowboys?
Yeah.
By all of them?
The entire team would dogpile you?
Yes, jump on me and beat me to a pulp. I would lose my job.
Would you?
Maybe.
I don't think you would lose your job.
No, you're right. I don't think I'd lose my job either.
So it's $3,000 to get beat up by the Cowboys.
You'd be kicked out of training camp, which would be a return to your high school days. You'd be basically sent to in-school suspension.
How great would that be? Kicked out of training camp, banned from training camp from here on out.
Forever. You'd never have to go to training camp again.
So I could just stay home and while you guys have to go.
If I would have told him that yesterday, he
would have
done it.
Yeah. I would have done it. If you had given me that information, I would have done it. And we were talking about how wild would it be if I pulled down, because he was signing autographs in front of people. There were thousands of people still here. I pull down his sweatpants and reveal that he's wearing tiny pink panties.
And you said that was how he dealt with the pressure of being Cowboys head coach.
It was by wearing panties. That was his one little private release. Twisted.
And I added a $5,000 bonus that if you pulled down the sweatpants, if it revealed that he had no male genitalia whatsoever.
That's so weird.
That is weird. It's like
it's just a smooth patch of skin.
Like a G.I. Joe.
So gross. Why do you think that way?
Oh, okay.
I was just trying to...
The guy who thought he released his tension by putting on pink panties. And
I was trying to entice you. I was trying to make it more profitable.
If he was wearing tiny pink panties, like with some Doras and Yodas on it and crap, then I think I would completely get away with it, because then my name wouldn't be the lead of the story.
Right.
It would be Cowboys coach wears tiny pink panties.
So as he's standing there signing autographs, if suddenly someone pulls down his pants,
he may have hit you.
Would his first thought have been, okay, this is a player or it's an assistant or a friend of mine, and then he turns around and he sees you, what is he thinking?
I'm smiling, trying to high-five him.
Would you stand there or would you have run?
I would have tried to blend into that crowd that's back behind him, try to pin it on someone else.
Pointed in the direction of Babe Laufenberg.
Yeah, like pointed at Babe and then tackled Babe as if he just did it.
I got him for you.
Got him, coach. What do you want me to do?
Would you like to tell everybody your other idea?
What was that?
You were going to sneak up behind him?
And do what?
You said this on the air yesterday. Why can't
you
say,
it again?
Well, then what did I do? What did I say? You can report what I said.
I want you to deliver the line.
I said, what if after I yanked the pants down, I yelled virginity check and snaked a finger in?
Now, that would get you fired.
Yeah, now that's assault. You can't.
What does that mean?
I didn't even think of stuff like that. All right, on that note.
How confused would he be?
Golly, that's just weird.
Come on, it's camp. It would be hijinks. It's football, right, George? That's what people do to each other.
No, that's not football.
You never did that with your friends?
No. I've never heard of that until yesterday.
You never snaked and yelled virginity check?
No, I've never heard of that until yesterday. Daddy was right about you.
What?
You're pornographic. Okay, yeah. We had a special guest.
Scoreboard on your dad.
Training camp yesterday. Yeah, you are still employed. Yeah, I think he would be amazed that you're still employed. I think he would be. All right, we had a very special guest drop by training camp yesterday.
Yeah, we did. Giorgio and I were patrolling the sidelines and saw a familiar face, and I was like, hey, we know this guy.
It's Big from Sex and the City.
Boy, he does look like
Doesn't
Mr.
He?
Big from Sex and the City. You're talking about Dallas Mayor Mike Rawlings. We ran into him. I happened to be rolling tape when we ran into him, and so then we do this impromptu interview that I'm going to say didn't have
much
and didn't have that good a chemistry, but the mayor is proving that he has a very imitatable voice. Listen to this. On AM. On Oh,
at
gosh.
Home, work
okay,
or
hold on,
we're
Mama.
Leaving
I don't have this.
Hold on. I got to put it...
You're listening
hole.
To exclusive coverage of The Ticket. Okay.
I got to put it in the hole.
All right. You looking sharp?
Well,
no, we don't dress quite like.
I try to be that way.
Let's do. You want to do a minute with the mayor?
Yeah, you bet. What's that?
We got the Musers here with Dallas Mayor Mike Rollins. How are you?
I'm doing great. This is exciting to see the Cowboys.
Okay, wait a second. First of all, I've already mispronounced his name.
Call him Rollins.
Yeah, I left off the G. I called him Mike Rollins.
He hates you.
Which, yes, he does hate
me too.
He hates George more. Let's
do. You want to do a minute with the mayor?
You bet. What's that?
We got the music.
What's that? Wait a minute. This is another Jason Garrett moment.
What's that?
Hey, you want to do a minute with the mayor? Yeah, what was that?
Yeah, that's a drop there.
What's that?
We got the Musers here with Dallas Mayor Mike Rollins. How are you?
I'm doing great. This is exciting to see the Cowboys.
What are you doing down here in San Antonio? Are you just investigating taking over San Antonio, too?
No. Is this the Dallas Cowboys?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I get it. Am I the Mayor of Dallas?
Dallas Cowboys. There's a team that plays in Arlington.
Dallas, yeah. Branding is everything. Dallas.
You're going to rail on Laura Miller for that again?
Nope.
Okay.
Be positive about this
year. That's right. Uh-huh. Have you been listening to our show since you've been in the White House of Dallas?
Every once in a while, the guys that drive me around, I got this police thing.
Driver?
They love to listen to you guys.
Really?
They loved it.
That's
so
good.
I laugh. I have fun. I tell them to turn.
Very generic
I have fun.
I laugh. I have fun.
So he has drivers?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're big P1s.
I just assume the mayor drove himself to work.
Yeah. Sounds like he made it sound like it was police.
Yeah,
driving around town.
No, I laugh, I have fun.
Ooh, listen to
shut
that.
Shut up.
You know, I laugh, I have fun. I tell him to turn it off.
When Gordon.
And why did he insult us there?
Well, because of you.
He's talking about you. This
I have
is a shot
fun.
At you.
I tell him to turn it off.
I tell him to turn it off.
When Gordon comes on, that's usually when it happens.
That's great.
Well, it's good to talk to you.
Whoa! What?
Was it really great? If you have to turn it off?
It's great. Hold on a second.
I laugh. Sorry. I have fun.
Who is that?
Nobody.
Interesting. A little bit more of that.
Well, it's good to talk to you, Mayor.
Good to see you. Let's have a good year this year.
Have a blessed day.
Okay.
He's going to have us killed.
Yeah, he hates us. I think he just gave the order when he walked off.
He just signaled a sharpshooter up in the round.
Seriously, he was kind of put out by us, I think.
No, laugh, have fun. And,
listen to that.
No, seriously, it's a good program that I don't like.
All right, there's our strange exchange with the mayor. All right, up next.
You would be entertained to know what goes on during commercial breaks sometimes. During the last 7 minutes or so, Gordo has turned Mike Rawlings, the mayor of Dallas, into Borat, basically.
I have not.
Yes, you have.
I just thought it was weird the way he said, you know, we like to laugh and have fun. He had a weird accent when he said it. You know, that's what the mayor likes. You know, he see this George over here, he's laughing at me. And I'm like, I'm the mayor, you know. It's like, so I laugh and I have fun. And then I turn off.
And then we turn off.
And then we turn off. What's that? Huh? You know, you like Mayor Rollins, don't you? Listen to George. He is so funny to me right now.
You want
to
do a minute with the mayor?
You bet. What's that?
We got the...
Hey, what's that? This guy is crazy, this one here.
All right, come